OK.
On the Gemara and the Yud Aleph on the base, we saw last time, very important sugya. The Gemara is discussing what is the nusach of the Birkas HaTorah. If you remember, how did the Gemara begin? The Gemara began by saying that if somebody said Ahava Rabbo, what we call the Birkas Kriya Shema, then essentially, even though that bracha is not actually Birkas HaTorah, but one could be Yotze Birkas HaTorah with it. Why? Because in that bracha lemaisa there are many references to Limud Torah, same bilibeinu, lahavin or lahaskel, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, if one said that, you could learn Torah, because that would be considered Birkas HaTorah. However, the Gemara explained that what essentially is the Ikka, what is the main Birkas HaTorah? Gemara says the main Birkas HaTorah is, of course, not that. Main Birkas HaTorah, the Gemara said, is the Tzivonu La'asik B'divrei Torah. And if you remember, in fact, let's look again. The first word on the line is Pirkin. Says the Gemara, Ma'im Avarech, Omer Yudah Mashmol Asher Kiddushon Mitzvaysa V'Tzivonu La'asik B'divrei Torah. We discussed last time what it means, La'asik B'divrei Torah. The Torah has to be an ASIC. Just like an ASIC, a person has a business. So whilst he's involved with his business, he's not involved in anything else. So too, and a kal v'chomer, when a person is learning, then when he's involved in his learning, he's involved in his learning and nothing else matters. That's one aspect of an ASIC. There's another aspect of an ASIC. And that is, if you imagine somebody has a business and he has his work hours between 9 to 5 and he closes his store at 5 o'clock. Imagine if somebody comes to him in the evening at 10 o'clock and says to him, listen, I have a major deal to offer to you in which you could earn $1 million. So no business owner would say, no, I'm sorry, it's not work hours now. I'm out of the office. $1 million? For $1 million, I'm willing to listen at all hours of the day. That's the way a person runs his ASIC, meaning, yes, he has specific times when he's actually in the office, but even out the office, he's always happy to hear. Because if he can further bring in more profit, then he's always happy to do so. So the same is true. And kal v'chomer, when it comes to learning, it's true. Every person has their kvias itim. Some people learn half an hour a day, and some people learn 18 hours a day. But the question is, what do you do outside of those hours? You all of a sudden have spare time. Do you say, no, but this is not my learning time. My learning time is at 8:45 in the morning. Well, no, I run it like an ASIC. That's the time that I dedicate specifically to Limud Torah. But if I can find other time, if somebody wants to tell me about Torah, if I have a 5 minutes spare to look up a Mishnah, Halacha, Gemara, then certainly I'd want to do so. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omer Yudah Mashmuel, Asher Kiddushon Mitzvaysa V'Tzivonu La'asik V'Divrei Torah, as we just mentioned. But then it says, Rabbi Yochanan Mesayim Bo Hochik. Rabbi Yochanan finished, he concluded the Birkas HaTorah in the following manner, and he said, Harev no Hashem Aleikenu Es Divrei Torah Secha. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu sweeten the words of Torah in our mouth, Befinu Befiyo Yis Amcha Beis Yisrael, and in the mouths of your nation, Beis Yisrael, B'ni Anachma V'tzeh, Tzeinu V'tzeh, Tzei, Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulonu Yodei Shemecha. Oiske Yisrael, Secha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamalami, Teiro, Le'amo Yisrael. Have a look at the Rashi, Ha'arev No, it's further up the Omud, Ha'arev No. Rashi says, Harev no Hashem Aleikenu, Ya'arvu Aleinu, Lasig Behem Me'ahavo. A very, very important Rashi, where Rashi is saying the bracha is Ya'arvu aleinu. Ya'arvu, like v'harevno, is a lashon of arevus, a lashon of sweetness. That is the bracha. The bracha is that we should be involved in Torah, we should appreciate, we should enjoy our Torah, lasik ba'e me'ahavo. When a person enjoys something, then he's able to do so with love. When a person does not enjoy something, then he knows he has to do it, but he certainly does not do it ba'ahavo. And if he doesn't do it ba'ahavo, then how does he do it? So rather he does it because it's a chore and it has to be done. And if it has to be done, it has to be done, but he doesn't do it ba'ahavo. So even if a person knows that he has to learn, but if he has no enjoyment from it, then he will not do so ba'ahavo. So here comes a tremendous chiddush. And this is so important that if one doesn't know it, one could be missing the whole beauty and the whole fulfillment, in fact, of the mitzvah of Limud Torah. One of the great achronim, the Avnei Nezer, well known, he has a sefer, it's actually on Hilchos Shabbos, and it's called the Eglei Tal. In the introduction to the Eglei Tal, he writes the following. Some people think that if you learn and you have hanah, you actually enjoy the learning, then that is second degree, that's second rate learning. That's what he writes. Some people think that the ideal, the absolute ideal, is to learn without any personal pleasure or gain or benefit or enjoyment, such that if you do enjoy your learning, then it somehow detracts from the quality of your Limud Torah. Why? Because you have, as it were, a vested interest now. You're learning because you enjoy it. And that, therefore, in the opinion of some people, brings down the level of your Limud Torah. But Avnei Nezer writes there in his Sefer, the Eglei Tal, and that's why this is so absolutely critical. He says, not only are they wrong, it does not detract in any which way from their learning whatsoever, but more so, he says, that is in fact the ideal. That in fact is the ideal. One is supposed to learn to a level that one enjoys. And to the contrary, if one learns and one doesn't enjoy the learning, that detracts from the mitzvah of Limud Torah. So it's absolutely 180 degrees different to the way that some people think. Some people think that if you enjoy your learning, that detracts from the level of Torah. The opposite is true. If you do not enjoy it, that's second degree learning. But the ideal is to be able to enjoy the learning. Therefore, we understand that when we make our bracha every day, v'harev no is not merely a request, I hope I enjoy learning, because wouldn't it be nice to have benefit, to enjoy, but rather, no, it's much more than that. It's not just, wouldn't it be nice? Rather, we are in fact davening that we should be zeicha to the highest level of fulfillment of Limud Torah, i.e. Torah which we enjoy. Because if chas v'shalom we don't enjoy, then that is a pagam. That's a blemish in our learning. And the painful question that needs to sometimes be asked, and I've been asked this sometimes by people who are in fact in full-time learning, and they ask the very painful question, and some are in fact embarrassed to ask, but I don't enjoy my learning. As the Americans call it, I can talk the talk and I can walk the walk, and I can, for all the image in the world, I can look like I'm enjoying it, but in fact I don't. I come to Kollel, I come to Yeshiva, I come to the Shia every day, but to be honest, I do so because it's something that apparently you have to do, and I'd feel bad if I didn't do it, I'd have a conscience, but actually I don't enjoy my learning. So how can you tell me that the ideal learning is to enjoy it? I, for me, it's a torture every day. I'm not thinking of giving it up. I'm doing it. I know that Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, etc., etc. But to tell me that the highest level of learning is to enjoy it, I'll be very honest, I don't enjoy it. Very often, of course, this comes from somebody who struggles in their learning. Learning is difficult for them. I don't really have the skills. I don't always, not always able to translate or understand the question. So certainly it's very difficult to enjoy learning if you don't know how to learn. That's quite true. And therefore a person has to get a Rebbe to teach him what's a kasha, what's a teretz, what's a translation. But I'm not discussing that. I'm talking about somebody who knows how to learn and nonetheless doesn't enjoy learning. And it's a very painful question because we know, we look in the Novi, we look in Tanakh, there are so many psukim that seem to suggest that Torah is supposed to be the sweetest thing in the world. It's psukim midvash, the neifes tzufim. There are those who think to themselves, I'll be very honest, I don't find it sweeter than honey, I find honey sweeter than Torah. And it's a very painful question. It's a very, very painful question. Because there's only a limit to how long a person can learn without enjoying it. At some point, earlier or later, he's going to eventually just crack, give up. And when he gives up, he's actually in a place where he's worse off than where he started, because now he actually detests learning. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. It's a very painful experience. And the answer is, al regal achas. Of course, it's a very big topic. But Chazal tell us an instruction, lo'olam yilmad adam ma sheliboy chofetz. A person should always learn what his heart has a desire for. And I'm not saying this is the answer in every case, but this is very often the answer. That if a person is learning actually a subject or a style that he does not want to, then invariably he will not enjoy it, even if he knows how to do it. The person would say, to be honest, I'd much rather be learning Gemara Brachas and not Bava Metzia. I'd much rather learning a little bit quicker, not so slow. I'd rather be learning slowly, not so quick. Every person has their chelek in Torah. The same chelkeinu b'seiro secho. My chelek is different to yours and yours is different to mine. And if I'm learning in a manner which is not suitable for me because I don't connect to it, it's not what I want to do. I'd much rather be learning something else, or in a different manner, or in a different place, or with a different chavrusa, the setup is not right for me, then invariably he will not enjoy his learning. That's why it's critical. Just like in all areas of Avodas Hashem, every person has their tafkid, so too Limud HaTorah is no less important, in fact it's more important. And a person always has to ask himself the question, am I learning in a framework which I can truly say is liboy chofetz, that my heart desires this? Or would I in fact be learning in a different manner? It's just I can't be bothered to change. It's too much of a bother, of an exertion to now change my kollel, change my yeshiva, change my shir. This hour suits me, finished, I'm stuck into a rut, I'm carrying on. No. Imagine a person was very seriously ill, chas v'shalom, and needed to undergo a life-saving surgery. And it's recommended to him a particular surgeon, a particular hospital. He's a top surgeon, high rate of success. This hospital is known as an excellent hospital. This is where his family doctor recommends he goes. 6 months later, the family doctor meets him and says, "No, how are you feeling?" He says, "Terrible." "Did you undergo the operation like I told you?" He said, "Yes." "Really, you went to this top doctor in that hospital?" He says, "No, to be honest, not really." He says, "Why didn't you go there?" He says, "It was more convenient. There was another hospital which was closer to my home." So it was a bit of a tircha now to go and schlep to this other hospital. He says, I'm sorry, he says to his doctor, I really apologize that I didn't follow your instructions. And the doctor says to him with a smile, "You don't need to apologize to me. The only person you need to apologize to is yourself. If you treat your life seriously, then what do you mean it's too much effort?" So if that's the way that life has to be treated, and we say every day, "Kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu," then that's the way our Limud Torah has to be treated as well. So even if on occasion it's more convenient, and our friends go there, But if that's not ultimately Masha Liboy Chofetz, if ultimately that's not the way he wants to learn, then he'll get no enjoyment from his learning. When a person gets no enjoyment from his learning, number one, it's very likely to turn him off. And number two, as we're learning in our Gemara, that is considered a detracting from the level of his Kiyum Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And that's why we daven every day, v'harev no, we daven that it should be sweet, and sometimes we struggle and it's not so sweet. That's our tefillah every day, v'harev no, as Rashi said, because that way we'll be able to learn bi'ahavo. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'rav hamnuna omar asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosalonu es'tirose baruch ato Hashem noisein ha'teir. So we seem to have a machlokes. We have a machlokes. What is Birkas HaTorah? Is Birkas HaTorah lasik b'divrei seira followed by v'harevno? Or is Birkas HaTorah asher bochar bonu? So the Gemara concludes by saying, Omar Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Mu'ula Shebebrochis. This is the Mu'ula, the most important bracha. Mu'ula, like the word Lamalo or Le'elo. Le'elo mikol birchasa. Torah is so important. Therefore, he said, I would suggest the following. Hilkoch Limreinu Lekulhu. Therefore, if there's a machlokes about which bracha you should say every morning for Birkas HaTorah, instead of deciding which position is correct, we're going to say both. Lemreinu lekulu, we should say both. And of course, we all know this is what we do every single day of our lives. We first say lasik b'divrei seira, asher bochar bonu, lasik b'divrei seira, v'harev no, etc., etc. Look at Rashi. Boruch ato Hashem, amalame teiro le'amo Yisrael, gorosino. You know, whenever Rashi writes gorosino, which means this is the correct text, then obviously it means Rashi is coming to exclude a possible alternative. Apparently there was a different text, and that's why Rashi needs to stress that no, actually, this is the correct text. And here over here is a classic case in point, because he tells you quite clearly what it is that he's coming la'afuke. V'loi gar sinon lamdenu chokecha. Apparently, some had an alternative text, and Rashi's teaching us that this is the incorrect text. Some had a text that you conclude the bracha, baruch ato Hashem lamdenu chokecha. That's not correct. Why not? She'ein zu bracha v'hoidoyo al she'ovar. Because this is not a bracha of hoidoya al she'ovar, on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in the past. Elo loshon bakasha. Lamdeinu chukecha is a request. Who is the one who said it? The David. The David HaMelech ki omra, when he said this pasuk, lo l'shem bracha omra. He didn't say it as a praise and a thanksgiving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, elo b'loshon bakasha. Rather, you're saying it as a request. This is what he meant. He said, Hashem, Sha'ato Baruch, that you are blessed. Lamdeni Chukecha, please teach me your statutes. So it was a request. So Rashi over here is teaching us a tremendous chidush. That when we say the bracha of Vaharevno, etc., etc., even though Vaharevno is clearly a request. Baharevno, please make the Torah sweet and pleasant. But Rashi is teaching us that when you finish Hamalami Torah Lamo Yisrael, that part cannot be a request. Rather, that part, the concluding part of the bracha, has to be a praising, a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the Torah. And therefore, to say Lamdeinu Chukecha would be incorrect, because Lamdeinu Chukecha is a request. But this part of the bracha is supposed to not be a request. And that's why we say, Hamalamed Torah Le'amo Yisrael, that's not a request, that's a praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'zu hi mu'ula shebebrachos. exalted of all brachas. Why is that? HaTorah. Lefi sheyesh bo hodaya. Because it has in it thanksgiving, lemokim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vekilus leTorah, and praise for the Torah, uli Yisrael. So it's such an exalted bracha. It discusses the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we don't chas v'shalom want to make a mistake. And if there are two opinions in the Gemara as to which bracha you should say, so Rav Nuna says, well, the easy suggestion is, therefore, you should say both. Now, let's see a Tosfos. There's a lengthy Tosfos over here, a very, very important Tosfos. And we'll see the applications la halacha. I'm not sure if we'll finish the whole Tosfos now, but at least let's make a start. Shekvar niftar ba'ahavo rabo. So if you remember, this is how the Biksugya began. But if you said Kriya Shema with the brachos, then after that, you no longer need to say Birkas HaTorah. Why not? Because you have, in fact, already said Ahavo Rabo. And Ahavo Rabo, even though it's not the main Birkas HaTorah, but it can be considered Birkas HaTorah, like we said before, because it definitely makes mention of Torah. Says Tosfos, Shekvar Niftar Ba'Ahavo Rabo, add all the way, learn the whole sugya, until the following words, quote unquote, Hilkoch Limreinu Lekulchum. Now, before we see Tosfos, we need to make a brief hakdama, because if we don't, we might not understand this Tosfos. We, of course, know that in the morning, when we say our Birkas HaTorah, La'asek Nasha Bochabon, what do we follow it up with? We immediately say Yivarechacha Hashem, Vishmerecha, etc., and then we say Eilu Dvarim She'em Lohem Shir. Why are we suddenly, all of a sudden, bringing in Birkas Koyanim and a mishnah named Peor in the middle of davening? V'kumtos harayin. How does this suddenly come into our davening? And the answer is, because just like this morning when we made a bracha on our tefillin, how do we follow up the bracha by the performance mitzvah? And if you say leishev basukkah, you then have to sit in the sukkah. And if you say alachilas matzah, you then have to eat matzah. So l'chayra, the same should be true for limud Torah. If somebody made a bracha al netilas lulav and then did not shake a lulav straight away, and he was mafsik, what will be the halacha? When eventually he shakes the lulav again, he's going to make the bracha again. If I would say the Birkas HaTorah on a regular Sunday morning, but I would not follow it up with limud Torah, and I only come back to learning at some later stage in the day, then maybe I have to say Birkas HaTorah again. So therefore, we follow up Birkas HaTorah with Limud Torah. What's the Limud Torah? Yivarecho Hashem Yishmerecho is, of course, Torah Shebiksav, and Eilu Dvarim is, of course, Torah Sheba'al Peh. But one needs to know that the fact that we do so by the end of this Tosfos, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see exactly where it comes from. But actually, there's no mention in the Gemara that that's what you're supposed to do. At least, not in the Gemara Bavli. The fact that we do so, Mitzvah Hashem, when we learn this Tosfos, we'll see Tosfos discusses it. But you see in our Gemara, the Gemara talks about which bracha, but the Gemara does not say anything about Yivarechacha, or anything about Eilu Dvarim, nothing of the sort. But, says Tosfos, now we can go back to our Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Because remember, our Gemara is not talking about the standard Limud Torah. What are we talking about? We're talking about the bracha of Ahavo Rabo. So here comes the big question. After Ahavo Rabo, where's my Limud Torah? So what might you say? Kriya Shema. That's surely Torah, but that's not satisfactory, because when I say Kriya Shema, I'm certainly not intending at the moment to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not why I'm saying Kriya Shema. I'm saying Kriya Shema because there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. So the question would be, in our case, when a person said Kriya Shema and Avo Rabo, And the Gemara said he doesn't need to anymore say Birkas HaTorah because he's already been Yoytzeh when he said Avarah. But the question is, does he or does he not need to follow that up with any learning of Torah? No mention of it in our Gemara Bavli. Says Tosfos. Now we can begin in our Tosfos. B'Yerushalmi Yesh. In Yerushalmi, the following is written. That which we say in our Gemara, that you have exempted yourself from Birkas HaTorah, how so? By saying Avorabo. When does that apply? Vahu Sheshono Al Atar. That's only if he learned on the spot. What does that mean? Pirush. So Tosal explains to you. La alta. Shelomad miyad ba'oisoi mokim. If immediately following the bracha of Avorabo and Kriyashma, he followed that up immediately with learning at the same time, at the same place. But there is no mention of that in the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi qualifies that which it says in the Bavli. In the Bavli, it teaches us that if you say Avo Rabba, you are Yotza without the Kriya Shema. So says Yerushalmi, that's true. But that's only on condition. That's only on condition that you follow it up with learning. Says Tosfos. Nishal. Laharav Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok was asked the following shaila. Kagoin Anu, what about us? Now you'll see why the introduction we made was so critical. Kagoin Anu, She'ein Anu Loimdim Miyad La'achar Tfilas HaShachat. We do not learn straight after davening. What do we do? Because we're very preoccupied, the hoilchin, and we just go, we leave the Beis HaMedrash. Kach b'loy limud ad emtza hayom. Sometimes a person doesn't actually get round to learning until the middle of the day. Ayosa, or maybe even later, is amai ein onu mevorchim birkas ha-Torah pa'am acheres. So why would we not be obligated to say Birkas HaTorah again kishanu maschilin lomoid when we begin learning? Now, at first glance, we don't understand Tosfos at all. We have no idea what Tosfos is talking about. What do you mean we don't learn? But in our davening, we say Elu Dvarim and we say Birkas Kayanim. As mentioned in the introduction, that was not the case at the time of the Rishonim. At least, that's not what it says in the Gemara Bavli. So what did they used to do? They used to say the barchas, the birkas ha-Torah, and then they used to daven. And then they used to go home to the office or whatever it was. And that's what Tosfos is pointing out. They don't actually get around to learning until sometime in the middle of the day or the end of the day. So when it comes to that time, why would they not be mechuyev to say birkas ha-Torah again? After all, my initial bracha did not actually take effect on any particular limud Torah because I did not learn straight away. Obviously, the kasha of Tosfos is based on the Yerushalmi. Because you see in Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi is not talking about Birkas HaTorah, to be honest, the Yerushalmi is talking about the bracha of Avorabo. And with regard to Avorabo, it says that, well, you've got to follow it up with limud Torah. So why would I not assume that exactly the same is true also with the regular Birkas HaTorah? That it's got to be followed up with Limud Torah. We, says Tosfos, do not follow it up with Limud Torah. So why, when we get round to learning in the afternoon, would we not be obligated to say Birkas HaTorah again? Vehei Shivri, so the Re responded, Deloi, Kaimalon Ka'oisa Yerushalmi. It's an excellent question based on the Yerushalmi. We do not paskin like the Yerushalmi. And that's it. So your whole question was predicated on the fact that in Yerushalmi it says After Ahava Rabo, you've got to learn Torah. It's true. According to that, our custom is very difficult to understand. Says Tosfos, but don't worry. We don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. Why not? Hoyel v'gemara shalanu. Because at the end of the day, our Gemara, loy omru, did not say that. And if we have a machloikas between Bavli and Yerushalmi, who do we paskin like?
Bavli.
So paskin the Bavli. And therefore, v'ein tzarech la'alta l'umoid. And therefore, you do not need to learn straight away. Now, Tosfos is still very difficult to understand. Why is Tosfos difficult to understand? Because Tosfos has only fended off the Yerushalmi, that's true. If you're coming on the back of the Yerushalmi, Zok Tosfos, say that we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. But one second. Even without the Yerushalmi, don't we still have to ask the question, why indeed are you not mukhuyev to learn Torah straight after davening? Forget the Yerushalmi. Fine, we don't pass now the Yerushalmi. What's the difference between that and lulav, and tefillin, and matzah, and every single other mitzvah? When you make the bracha, you've got to follow it up by the performance of the mitzvah. So even if we ignore the Yerushalmi and we say that's not the halacha, but how are we going to understand this principle? Why indeed, when you say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, are you not mukhuyev to follow it up with Limud Torah, just as you're mukhuyev to follow up all other Birkas HaMitzvahs with the fulfillment of the mitzvah? So this needs an explanation. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue the Tosfos. Hopefully we'll finish the Tosfos, and then maybe we'll see some of the halacha as well. Okay, everybody, be much better.